So good morning, my name is Wiebke Dienicke, and I am in literature at MIT, and I'm the faculty lead for the Global Humanities Initiative. I want to really start with a picture of gratitude on many levels. The first one is exactly, I really want to thank our hosts. VP Wangenheim has already spoken. Tonight we'll actually meet President Pitchford. And I have to, I think we need to give a huge applause now to Wayne to really pull this off here from the seat and the idea to get people excited and together. So let's do that now. Wonderful. And the second thanks goes to the MIT team. And I would like to call out Tristan Brown here, who's over there, and Shankar Raman, who has been with us. You know, they're really like the founders here, like right from the beginning. You can perhaps stand up, then people see you. And there's Alex Ford, a part of the team, who unfortunately has COVID and will not be with us today. And part of that is also Johan Noh, who's just taking a picture of me over there, and who is the coordinator of our initiative. So thank you all for that. And the last level of gratitude is really, for me personally, when I was flying in from Boston yesterday, I just felt how good to have these days together after what happened last week, and to really be kind of strategizing, doing soul searching, and kind of finding ways to go forward. I'm particularly grateful for that. Thus, the image without which I didn't want to start. So just to quickly say something about our initiative we started in 2021, and I summed it up in three verbs here. There are more verbs in the whole sentence, but I would say diagnose, reclaim, and create. I think especially after last week, and I just talked here also to Michael and Otto about that, we really need better diagnostics. What are the problems? No? What are the root causes of the problems? Why can certain things happen that seem so unbelievable? And I think we are working in particular on the social crisis of inequality, you know, the glass ceilings that are really kind of rattling and destabilizing our social infrastructures, really from political institutions to schools, universities, public cultural organizations, and homes. And what goes with it also, what, you know, a mental crisis. I really think that's the first thing I said last week. In many ways, we have to respect that the brainstems are speaking big these days in the world. What is the brainstem? The oldest part of the brain. It's about primal fear. It's about killing or being killed. It's about envy. It's about resentment. It's about all those feelings that actually the cortex, which is what makes us human, no? Can control and get under control. And I think we are kind of in a brainstem crisis overall, where exactly the brainstem is very dominant in a lot of our reactions. And that's something we need to take very seriously. Reclaim the critical relevance of the humanities in business and STEM-driven world. In many ways, our initiative is made for this conference to really not just think like, oh, humanities crisis, what can we do with them? But to think we are in a world that's business-driven and that's in an age of STEM. And what can the humanities do in that context, no? Why is change so slow to come, no? Why are the very institutions that actually once created progressive often now not leveraging that change anymore, no, to that degree? The last verb here is create. So what we're trying to do is to create an MIT-based but really worldwide community that reimagines and reanimates our spaces of communal research, emphasis on collaboration, as Otto Sharma would say it, from ego to eco, no? Learning, that includes everything from, you know, our students, but also in homes, in public institutions, in diplomatic communities. Growth mindset, and also our collective communication and action, no? So that's really our goal, and in many ways, especially since the last, I would say, year, I think, forget about the humanities crisis, no? We are really in a humanities crisis right now, and have to speed up and go into the sixth, seventh, or eighth gear. So our initiative at the moment is centered around so-called pillars. These are basically big issues that we consider really fundamental. And under those, we do a lot of small different research and getting started. Now, one is around governance. Oh, let me see, sorry. Governance, everybody would probably agree, a huge crisis area. Healing arts and human well-being, environment, biodiversity, and the sacred. A long history of human relations in the best and the worst possible forms. No, not just talking about the best forms of human relations, but you know, the most challenging ones, and in all kind of spatial and hierarchical and other types of social levels. Then humans and their literatures and global legacies of heritage, memory, and identity, also a key topic, really, for societies around the world now. If you want to check us out, here's the link. We launched, really, with this conference. You will always be baked into our history. We launched a website now and also advertised it. So this is how we imagine it to kind of look like as we move on at some point, you know, to really have here all kinds of outcomes. We'll be talking about this, you know, also later. And here you see these different kind of pillars. We also have at the moment actually ongoing work. And this is part of our conference. Tomorrow we are actually going to meet in those groups and discuss precisely how to pull together also proposals that will go through MIT, but with all colleagues from Dominican also and from all over the world. No, and one is about legacies for our future. How can we really build on legacies of global cooperation that we have seen in millennia of world history and human experience? How can we address legacies of inequality, no? That are really the specter of so many conflicts in the world, no? And we have, these are all the wonderful people sitting here are actually doing that kind of work, no? And do these projects. We also have in the Healing Arts pillar a podcast series on Asian medicine in the world. This is going to open up to actually alternative indigenous medicines also in the world after this first step of a great podcast series that will be featured on our website. And then wind, water, and artificial intelligence. We have Tristan Brown here, wrote a wonderful book on feng shui, the art of actually finding the right spot for important things in life, like your house and your gravesite. And at MIT, they are developing now, Tristan is developing an app for that, with machine learning, and then animal welfare and Asian religious traditions, which Porat here is doing also with Tristan, and which will also, you know, become more global as we gather people. So consider yourself all invited on any of these topics. You know, just reach out. We are really looking for people and getting started now. No, legacies for future classrooms. We also have here. We have one thing on the history of science. At MIT, the kids learn science as if it's coming down from the heavens, and they don't understand the history behind it, and they don't understand what it takes, what decisions were made to get to that technology. If you want to make good decisions about technology, you have to have this mindset of, we are the ones who decide what is getting created and what not. No, if it's all coming down from heavens, no, it's the wrong mindset, I think, to actually educate leaders, especially, you know, in a STEM world, the STEM leaders. We also published this year, actually, the first kind of manifesto-style volume. And even if this looks old, like this is kind of the Jesuits in Japan, we have really cutting-edge topics in there, including also, actually, on the digital humanities, for example, environmental humanities and things like that. So this is a great way to kind of get to know us a little bit better. As Wayne said, we might be a strange tribe, you know, the humanists. I'm a total dinosaur. I'm in classic East Asian literatures and West, you know, classical literatures. But we want to talk, definitely. So, and I think there's a lot of great stuff in there. Now, Mythic, you know what? I'll just shorten this. I wanted to show you. This is the MIT Human Insight Collaborative that was just launched a couple of weeks ago. So that's the next big thing at MIT, to actually gather, you know, the community around very big topics and also, of course, bring in the world. And we are the first of these collaboratives. And I can tell you, all my STEM colleagues in MIT, they were like calling me when this came out, like, what? Why is it not quantum physics, no? Or business or whatever? How can it be humanities? Oh my God, the world is changing. And I very dryly just said, yes, the world is changing. So this is actually a really great kind of breakthrough that was also catalyzed through our initiative. And there, life sciences will be coming next, I guess business too, so watch out for that. And through the Global Humanities Initiative, we can also really collaborate with other collaboratives that will be coming forth from different schools at MIT, no? Now, I would like to ask you, does anybody know where this is? Where and when? Oh, this is actually, and you know, for Koreans, they might know this. This is Pohsong College, founded in 1905. Nowadays, it's called Korea University, the affiliation also of Dr. Yoo Han-ho here. It's actually celebrating its 120th anniversary next year. And I am glad to actually let you know and invite you all to Korea for our next conference. We are talking about this already with the administration there. We will host it probably in the fall. Everybody in the initiative and associates will be invited. And we also have already a donor. You know, we just have to make sure how the money exactly will flow, but who will make this actually possible for us to do. So why don't we actually close by applauding already to the next conference and knowing where we are going from here at the beginning. Thank you.